turning knowledge into action has become a powerful force in the lives of the people of Thailand.
In Thailand, we try hard to influence the policy makers using evidences. And this has been going on for decades, not just recently. Sometimes success, sometimes fail.
Action needs knowledge. Action without knowledge is not a good action.
With remarkable energy, researchers and policymakers have worked together to introduce a new system of universal coverage, reducing the numbers of uninsured from around 30% to almost nothing in the space of a few short years.
Previously, we have a so-called healthcare service for the poor since 1965, the same year as the Medicare started in the U.S., but we have moved beyond them. They still have 40 million people without health insurance, but in Thailand, literally everyone are covered.
63-year-old Sopon is recovering from cancer and a stroke. Under the new system, introduced in 2001, known as the 30 baht scheme, home visits to the poor or disabled are now free. No longer an act of charity, but a right under law.
The home visit is the benefit from 30 baht scheme, because before this, no home visit. And when 30 baht scheme start, we have the benefit to visit the patient in the home.
It was Thailand's well-established bridge between research and policy that helped support the development of the 30 baht scheme. And now here, at meetings of influential decision makers, leading researchers are helping to evaluate the new scheme.
We are very keen to provide research and evidence to formulate policy. And at the same time, it is our moral responsibility to evaluate the policy. As a person who did not implement the policies, then we have impartial status to evaluate.
One piece of early evaluation suggests the scheme has already reduced rates of catastrophic illness, which means fewer households being bankrupted by their healthcare costs.
The burden on healthcare to the poor people reduced greatly. It gradually reduced for the last two decades, but after the universal coverage, it dipped down very clearly.
And the minister seems to be very happy that the scheme indicates the poor nature, because the services are used at the district health system, whereby the poor can access better.
Integral to Thailand's health system is a constellation of research centres, including the respected Health Systems Research Institute, where evidence is produced, analysed and translated for key decision makers like Suet. But what are the factors that make this process work so well?
Maybe consistency, continuity of a responsible person, or I would say institutionalization of health system research.
If you want to produce evidence, you need to have the capacity. You need the structure, institutional structure, and good people. We have been investing a lot on institutional and people.
So actually we need to put the knowledge into action, and that's why the healthcare research system is very important, to get the information that we obtain from the healthcare research and put into action, particularly on the policy makers in terms of the implementation of the 30 baht scheme.
Rigorous evaluation is also uncovering problems with the scheme. Expensive but life-saving kidney replacement is not available, and a redistribution of resources has left many hospitals feeling the costs of even routine care are not being covered. And while in theory everyone's covered, in practice those without an ID card are not.
She has the problem about ID card. It means she know ID number. And the problem is when I asked her about ID card you have, she's crying.
While many Thais are benefiting from recent reforms, a key weakness here is the lack of true independence for researchers based within the Ministry of Health. If their evidence threatens vested interests in the medical marketplace too much, no matter how courageous the researcher or credible the findings, their funding may simply be cut.
We are vulnerable. Physically, we are belong to the Ministry of Health. Then if we do something very harsh to them, they may kick you out.
And have any fearless researchers been kicked out yet?
Not yet so far. Keep my finger crossed.
I think that the people who are really romantic about universal coverage for healthcare, a part of them are from the period of student revolutions.
Like his friends Suet and Viro, Sung Wan is part of a small influential group of policymakers and researchers who met 30 years ago as student radicals.
Some become researchers, but their goal is to change the society. Their goal is not just putting on research. At the same time, the people who are at the policy level, who used to be the student before, they also influenced by the change by that time that if they want to change, they need the input of knowledge to change the society in the correct way, because they have seen many failures.
We use the strategy of the so-called triangles that move the mountain. We link between the knowledge, society, and the policy. They are not separate, they are closely linked. So when you generate the knowledge, the evidence, you do not only give it to the policymaker, you give it to the society as well. And the policymaker, they usually listen more to the society than to the researcher.
The triangle that moves the mountain is now being heard elsewhere as well, as Thailand's confident use of research evidence inspires its neighbours, both near and far.